بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. Today's Tarawih consists of the 27th juz. The surahs covered in the second portion of Surah Dhariyat, Surah Tur, Surah Qamar, Surah Najm, Surah Rahman, and Surah Waqi'ah, and Hadid. In Surah Tur, it mentions all the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including previous revelations and other sacred symbols. They all point out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's violent judgment will take place on the Day of Reckoning. On the day, the people that used to commit evil will see their abode, whilst the good people will prosper. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Certainly all the points raised by disbelievers are without any foundation and baseless. They have failed to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mainly in the stillness of the night and the holy hour of the dawn, as the stars begin fading out. In Surah Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the revelation does not consist of errors or deception. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is neither astray nor being misled, nor does he say anything of his own desire. It is no less than inspiration sent down to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Knower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like any other false ideas and idols that men have made. He is everlasting, the All-Forgiving. We should give wholeheartedly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our benefit in this world and in the hereafter. And every soul must bear its own responsibility. The final goal of all is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as He is the source of everything, therefore we should serve Him obediently and abundantly. And Surah Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message must realize that on the Day of Judgment, they will see the result, and they should take heed that the Day of Judgment is drawing near. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept their repentance, because it will be too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the people of Nuh, Ad, Thamud, Lut. They and Pharaoh, Fir'aun, they were sent the messages, but they denied, and their result in the hereafter, and this world wasn't too good, and they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We look in next surah, Surah Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His ayat and His verses, His signs are being mentioned time and again. The greater part of the surah is certainly the early Meccan period. It is a very poetical and mystical surah. And the question, then, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny, is scattered 31 times among its 78 verses. Here are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter are explained. How gracious is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who revealed the truth in the Quran and has given man intelligence to see Him in the creation around him. The universe is ruled by laws and balance of justice. He has created man from mere clay, but man can still understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the East and the West, who sustains all the creatures, who gives the jewels of life and faith, who will live who will live on while everything else will die, whose eternity is the hope of man's future, then which of the favours of your Lord will you deny? Evil cannot escape justice, good will find its reward in paradise, while beautiful sights and sound, delicious fruits to nourish, and pure companionship to give us life will be found. Then which of the favours of your Lord will you deny? All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted and honourable. The surah implies that those things that are created in pairs, there's undenying unity through the Creator in favours which He grants, and in the goal to which we are marching. In Surah Waqi'ah, almost the entire surah belongs to the early Meccan period. The Day of Judgment will come when the earth will be shaken to its depths, and the people will be sorted out into three classes. Firstly, those who will be nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the garden of bliss, then the companions of the right hand who will enjoy great pleasures, thirdly the companions of the left hand who will suffer untold misery. Study yourselves the rest of the creation and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beneficent, who is most just, most merciful and truthful. In Surah Hadid, this surah will begin with the last tenth of the Quran, which may be considered in the two sections. The first contains 10 surahs, all revealed in Medina, and each one dealing with some special advices regarding the social life of the Ummah. The remainder consists of short Meccan surahs, which will be dealing with one aspect of spiritual life expressed in a language of great mystical beauty. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, and give charity out of the wealth He has given you. By spending in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's paths, it causes you great benefit in this world and in the hereafter. The life of this world is just but play and amusement compared to the life of the hereafter. The pleasures of this world are short and temperamental, but those pleasures in the hereafter are long-lived. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand this Quran. Amin wa akhda'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.